Hi, everybody. Thanks for joining us. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Peter Llewellyn, and I run the services at medcomsnetworking.com. So, information services resources for people who work across the global community in and around medical communications, medical education, medical publishing, the associated businesses, and so on. One of the things we do is we provide quite a lot of information for people who want to come into the business, maybe as a medical writer or account manager or whatever. So, you'll find lots of information at firstmedcomsjob.com. That's worth having a look at. And I'm having a bit of fun at the moment, talking to people across the community in different roles about their jobs, but importantly, their personal journeys into Medcom. So, Max, thank you very much for joining me. I'm just going to ask you to introduce yourself. Who are you and where are you?
Sure. So I'm Max Sahota. I'm an account manager at Performance.io. I've been working at the company for 2 years now. So Performance.io, to give a bit of background, is a pure play SEO agency. So really in that sort of niche of focusing on, driving sort of organic traffic and optimizing websites and online performance for across healthcare. So sort of pharmaceutical companies, animal health, and also consumer health as well. And so really in that niche of organic, rather than sort of, any additional paid or anything like that.
Excellent, excellent. I'm sorry, I think you said that, but you specialize in healthcare, basically, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. So purely
Healthcare, animal care
yeah.
is the same sort of thing. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And what was I going to ask there? So, how big a company is it? Just give us a sense of how big the company is.
Sure. So we've got a UK team, a smaller team in the US, and also a team in India, and sort of collectively that's sort of between 50 and 100 in total. So we are only 5 years old at the moment. So really sort of in that sort of scale up stage. So when I first joined, it probably still call it a startup at that stage, which is nice to be kind of part of that journey.
Yeah.
See the company grow.
Okay. So let's go back, and I should say, I mean, Performance.io, and the way you've described it, I mean, it's a little bit different to the traditional Medcoms agency, which is why, one of the interesting things I think that, or the messages we're trying to get out to people is Medcoms is quite a broad church now, isn't it? It's much more than just publishing peer review publications sort of thing. So it's interesting to talk to those of you who are doing different sorts of things within that sort of Medcom sphere. But let's go back to the beginning. It's the personal journey that interests me. How did you get in the first place? So where were you at uni, and talk us through the process, the journey from there.
Yeah, absolutely. So I studied at the University of Birmingham. I studied economics for 3 years. I then sort of at the end of that second year and during lockdown, I actually did a bit of work experience for a software consultancy agency, and that was really sort of focusing on the socials side of things. And I really wanted to get a bit more hands-on with digital marketing. So at the sort of towards the end of my third year, as I was graduating, I knew that I didn't want to sort of apply for a grad scheme that was going to kind of lock me in for a few years. I really wanted to go traveling first. So in the sort of build up to that, I then through sort of mutuals and research, I got into contact with Performance.io, and I wanted to do some work experience there. So I ended up, after a couple of interviews, did a month's internship there in kind of a more of a supportive role, learning about the products that we offer and getting involved in sort of ad hoc tasks. And then I then got offered a 6 month rotation there, so where I had the opportunity to work in sort of the SEO team, the content team, and also sort of accounts and business development. And that was really nice because it really sort of enabled me to gain experience of all the different areas within the business and how they all kind of link together. So, going into it, I knew very sort of little about SEO, and also sort of Medcoms as well in terms of the content side of things. So that, gave me vast experience into how it all works and how it all comes together. And then I then started as in the accounts team sort of May last year. I was an account executive, so really sort of digging into the project management side of things and starting to focus on that client service, and being that key point of contact for a client and ensuring the project runs smoothly with optimal performance, really, and making sure that we're meeting, brand objectives along the way, as well as sort of driving performance. And then, been an account manager since November last year as well. So kind of taking it to that next level now, and being that lead and the leader engagement and sort of the, I guess the key sort of point of contact and link between our internal team and that client.
Okay, I just go back to the beginning briefly. Is it fair to say you were, I mean, you didn't come in wanting to work in medcoms as such, did you? Did you want, I mean, you happen to have come across an agency which is under the umbrella, but I get the impression that wasn't the driving force. And were you particularly interested in healthcare, for instance, or were you more interested in the social media, the search engine type activity? I mean, was the topic of interest to you, or was it the activity, if that's the right way of describing that?
Yeah, no, that's a good question. So I've actually, within sort of my sort of close and also extended family, we've got quite a large history of healthcare. So a lot of us have worked in sort of healthcare, so primary care, but also pharmaceuticals as well. And that's always
Okay.
been a bit of an interest for myself in particular. It was more of that kind of healthcare side of things, but then also digital marketing. So not in the sense of specific med comms, but more digital marketing and getting hands on with that and really wanting to understand how we're meeting, how we're kind of hitting those target audiences with that content. Ultimately the biggest thing I sort of wanted to learn and ended up learning was, you can write incredibly informative and, very detailed content, but if, you're not able to reach that target audience and you're not able to, if they're not able to actually find your content and it's not accessible and you're not then driving that kind of awareness piece, then ultimately what's it there for? So that's kind of what I ended up learning, and what I find most interesting is how we're kind of, hitting that target audience.
Okay, and I mean, to be frank, with an economics background rather than life sciences background, have you found the healthcare side of things particularly challenging or not?
Yeah, no, it is challenging. It always brings its challenges. I think particularly the sort of, I guess the compliance aspects of it as well, was something that was, completely new to me. I didn't know that much about all the implications, whether you're working under sort of a promotional umbrella or a non-promotional umbrella. So that was all pretty new to me, and definitely learned a vast amount about how to kind of navigate through those barriers.
So that's in terms of the like industry regulations, code of practice for the industry, which I think a lot of people from outside the industry don't quite understand the heavily strictly regulated nature of the business that we're in, sort of thing. Okay, let's talk a bit about your role then as an account manager. I mean, just imagine I'm someone who doesn't really understand the business at all, and tell me a little bit about what does an account manager do? I mean, on a sort of day-to-day basis, what are you up to?
Yeah, absolutely. So, as an account manager, really, we're focusing on the day-to-day project management. So, I work across a number of sort of different client accounts, and really, it's being that core point of contact for the client. So, making sure that you're usually the one to drive those walkthrough calls of our products. So, when we're delivering, our insights and our strategy, it's driving that sort of being the lead for the client, in driving that deliverable really, but also being the key contact in terms of those kind of email comms and linking with our internal teams, and also it's ensuring the there's ensuring that high quality of output as well. So ensuring that the project running smoothly in a timely manner, but also making sure that we're actually hitting those brand objectives. We can drive performance, yes, but are we hitting what the client ultimately wants to and want to succeed in, and meeting those brand objectives, whether it's educating HCPs or patients on a certain disease area or driving awareness of a particular drug within that area. It's all about kind of linking back to those. So that's how I kind of see my role in terms of that being a core focus, and really keeping that client relationship as best as possible. That's the main focus, I'd say.
And sorry, maybe we should just clarify the clients are basically pharma type companies, yeah?
Yeah, exactly. So it'd
Pharma.
be pharma companies, and really working with those kind of brand and digital leads within pharmaceutical companies, and also across sort of animal health and consumer health as well.
Right. Okay. And then the audiences, does it tend to be doctors? I know you've it's probably a variety of audiences, but it tends to be doctors, does it, or not?
Yeah, so it's a variety. So generally, the content that we support to write for these pharmaceutical companies does target HCPs, healthcare professionals. So that can be doctors, physicians, cardiologists, whatever the niche is within that sort of disease area, but also patients as well. So we do work on some direct patient sites and also public sites as well. So kind of navigating The different types of content which has to be written and used for those different target audiences, is, I've obviously learned a vast amount about that. And also coming into it as well, it was completely new to me, kind of understanding how many sort of healthcare professionals actually use Google to as a source of information. That was completely new to me. I think the stat is something like 70% of physicians use Google daily for
Right.
searches. And I think it's, yeah, like a billion healthcare related questions a day. So that was completely new to me, and understanding that and how we need to meet their needs is really the crux of it.
Just out of interest, I don't know whether I know the answer to this question. At a company like Performance.io, are you generating all the content, or are you advising sometimes on adapting content that someone else is working on? Because your speciality is the SEO type aspects of it. Does that
Yeah,
make
so
sense?
it does. It's a mixture of the two. So generally, a lot of it is our insights drive the strategy, and then creating the content itself. So making sure that we're creating it in a way which it means it's accessible for HCPs and patients to get there and to read and interact in a really useful and efficient way. But also about adapting existing content as well. So where we can offer recommendations on existing long pages of content, whether we can essentially adapt it with SEO elements and making sure that users can access it.
Okay, well, that makes sense. That makes sense. So okay, and are you the one that's running around sort of chasing people about timesheets and things like that? Is it?
There is a bit of that. There is a bit of that with the account manager role, of course. Making sure things are, running smoothly and in a timely manner for the client. We're aware that brand and digital leads have tight timelines. It's a high pressure environment, so ensuring that we can do our best to help them to meet those timelines is important as well.
And is the role that by account, I mean, I suppose terms different places, account management and what you've described is looking after the client you've already got. Do you get involved in the new business side as well? Are you chasing new business, or is that a different role?
Yeah, absolutely. So we do obviously have a business development division in the company as well. But I, that's an area that I do really enjoy getting involved with as well. So, a lot of it at the moment comes from, if we can develop that existing client relationship, that can often lead sort of organic growth within the pharmaceutical company. So that's something that is a big focus for myself as an account manager, making sure that relationship is strong to then potentially lead some new business organically. But also, I do like to get involved with that new business as well, which is, I guess, less organic, and shaping strategies that are gonna hit the brand objectives for those new pharmaceutical companies that we've not sort of tapped into. I do enjoy that as well.
Yeah, I guess you've mostly, if I'm getting my timelines right, been working performance sort of what you joined during the pandemic, last couple of years or tail end, I suppose slightly. I was just curious how it works at Performance. Are you working in an office? You look like you're home at the moment. Are you hybrid? How does it work in terms of working practices at a company like Performance?
Yeah, so joined in September 2021, and it does feel strange that it's all I've kind of ever known is a hybrid working style.
Right.
So at the moment it's twice a week I usually go in. I don't
Okay.
live too far from central London, so I'm it's easy for me to sort of get in. So twice a week in the office, and then 3 days from home. So that's the hybrid nature. I think we have a few in the company that do kind of work from a bit further out, so some kind of in Leeds or even sort of Milton Keynes area, so then they generally come in a bit less, but it's good to always get some face time with everyone.
Yeah. It's interesting. I mean, you haven't known anything different, have you? So it's pointless asking you whether there's a compare and contrast sort of thing. It obviously works for you, but you're accepting it as the way we work, sort of thing. I think there's a bigger debate, across an industry like ours in terms of, where the balance is right in terms of in and out of the office and so on. But it must be interesting actually just having worked within that environment. Speaking as someone who obviously, it's all a bit newer to okay, so look, that's lovely. I mean, I love these little stories and hearing how you got in and so on. It's obviously working well for you, and it's nice to talk to someone in a slightly different sort of a med comms type business. So look, Yeah, we could probably carry on talking, but at the end of the day, I'm just trying to get a sense of what you're about. So we've sort of hit our time limit. So I'm going to say a big thank you for joining it. I know I can speak for you and say that anybody listening to this can reach out to you via LinkedIn. That's the easy way. So please do. I'll stop the recording and just say bye bye and thank you very much. Take care. Cheers.